The next patient is Angela Morgan. The last name is M-O-R-G-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old patient of Ms. Yari, Y-A-R-Y, Massanet, M, like in Mike, A-S-S-A-N-E-T, ARMP. Period. Mrs. Morgan has a type 2 diabetes that has been established for about 8 years. And probably a little longer than that. She has been treated with oral hypoglycemics. And in reviewing the lab, she has been under control most of the time. The patient has been followed monitoring the albumin creatinine ratio. And in October of 2022, it was 54. The reference is less than 30. In other words, this patient has selective proteinuria. She has a serum creatinine that is 1.1 and a BUN that is 12 and an estimated GFR that is 48 mLs per minute. The urinalysis is without activity of the urinary sediment, and there is no evidence of non-selective proteinuria, period. The patient has blood pressure under control, and her body weight is 180 pounds with a BMI of 33. My recommendation at this point is the initiation of SGLT2 inhibitor, Farxiga, or Jardiance, period, because of the difference in the cost, we send a prescription for Jardiance 10 milligrams to the CVS in Avon Park, period. The purpose is preservation of the kidney function, correction of the proteinuria and cardiovascular and peripheral vascular disease protection, period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 126 over 65. The patient has been controlled with the administration of amlodipine that could be responsible for the edema in the lower extremities. Another consideration is excessive water drinking, and for that reason, salt should be avoided and the fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours is mandatory. The patient is already taking a diazide, period. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6%, period. Nevertheless, the patient should be changed to a plant-based diet that we explain in detail, and we gave the written information to the patient. And the rationale is to decrease the inflammation and the protection of the kidney as well. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is controlled with the administration of atorvastatin. 40 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, the patient has peripheral neuropathy that is treated with the administration of Lyrica 50 milligrams POBID. Following number, the degenerative joint disease probably associated to the weight, period. The patient was given a dry weight in her scale of 174 pounds. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months, and hopefully the patient will be able to get the Jardiance in order to start the protection from the cardiovascular point of view. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Paragraph, I spent 15 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 9 minutes.